This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side. You so fly. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot on the passenger side. You so fly. Yeah. She's so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. She give me a.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. It's your boy, Rob Wynn, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do each and every week. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And tonight, I'm going to do the same thing, all right? It's going to be a great conversation tonight. I'm looking forward to talking to my guests because, you know, like I said, we like to... I know for me, I like to make sure that I showcase entrepreneurs, right? People who actually really get it in. And what I mean by that is that they took a vision that they had or they believed in themselves enough to invest in themselves and put themselves out there to the point where, you know, they just really excelling at what they do. And my guest tonight, yo, she's an awesome and I mean amazing, you know, bake. I mean, like she makes some cakes like look like you're not even supposed to eat them. It just look like pictures. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be great. Plus, she has a lot of interesting things going on in her life that has happened in her life. So we hope to get into some conversation with her and figure it out. So y'all just stick around for that. But like I always do each and every week, y'all know I got to give a special shout out to all the people that download the audio version of this platform because y'all the real MVPs and I definitely appreciate y'all. I say this every week because it's important. You know, we know that most people and most things when it comes down to these platform things, people go viral and they do all these things based off the visual, but they forget like podcasting is an audio thing. It's not necessarily a video thing. And yeah, you know, it helps a lot to be on video and stuff like that. But for the most part, it's an audio thing. And so the fact that people download the audio version of this platform all over the world to listen to it, all my people that drive logistics, all my people that's in their cars, or people who just like to consume great information from podcasts, they download us. So I like to give a shout out to them each and every week to make sure that they hear it because they're not necessarily watching us, right? So double shout out to y'all for real. Also, we got to always give a shout out to the people that make it happen. You know, people that sponsor the show. We want to always give a shout out to Java Burn. Java Burn is one of those supplements that you put inside your coffee and it help enhances the feeling of your coffee, right? We already know that, you know, caffeine gives people like this boost, but sometimes people crash. But with Java Burn, it's one of them things for people who are coffee lovers and, you know, they might work at a job all day when they have the desk that stand up. So look, this will give you the motivation to want to stand up. Standing up cupping plates helps you burn calories too, for all those people out there that's concerned about your health. So, you know, check them out. All right. The link will be in the description, so y'all could click on there and get more information about Java Burn. All right. Also, we want to make sure that y'all shout out to Aroma Air for oil, fragrances, sprays, lotions, and shower gels. For all the people that like to smell good, but the alcohol version kind of breaks you out, dries your skin, and do different things, then, you know, go check them out. They are an oil-based fragrance platform, and they use aloe as the base for their oil, not cutting oil, not vegetable oil and all that. So, you know, if you're allergic to aloe, I'm just going to throw that out there early. But if you're not, then this is perfect fragrance, and it'll blast on you all day long. And so that's super dope. All right. And then last but not least, y'all already know what to do. Collective Wear in the building. And if y'all need a Sparking Conversations t-shirt because y'all want to help support the boy, y'all know what to do. The link is in the description. Y'all go to the shop and click on it, all right? And we'll make some things shake. I definitely appreciate all the people who have supported so far and bought Sparking Conversation t-shirts. I definitely appreciate y'all, all right? If you're watching this for the first time tonight, man, please, if you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel, hit the notification button so you guys know whenever we keep dropping we go live every week, every Tuesday, and I always have a great conversation with people. And also, I drop clips of the conversations that we do have when we go live, so it's always dope to kind of reach back and hear some of the key points that we come up with, all right? So I definitely appreciate you all ahead of time for subscribing and all of that. All right, so before I bring my guests on, y'all know how I do. I got to give y'all what's going on for the week. It's a lot of things that's happened this week. You know what I mean? Like every week, right, since the year started. We know that life has been changing for a lot of people. It's not like it's been changing to the point where they are, you know, they anticipating it. It's one thing, you know, like, you know, a lot of people like to try to be prepared for everything that happens in their life because they think that at some point, you know, they envision the way things are going to go. And life doesn't always go that way. Change is inevitable. That's the one thing that's always going to be around. It's the only thing that's going to be constant is change. And life has been changing for a lot of people. They've been up in arms. There's been so many things going on. But I want to start the show off with talking about a certain thing that happened that I was unaware of. But, you know, they have people out here who like to take, you know, things into their own hand. We could say the law and all that, but it's just a lot of things that go on. So, with wanting to protect children, we have all kind of people who are emotionally right now are invested in the protection of children, the welfare of children, making sure that we can do everything that we can to protect the children because we know that they're under attack in all shapes, forms, and fashion, right? So they had a guy who used to call himself, well, I'm saying used to because he's no longer with us, but his name was Bupac Shakur. Now, I ran across this cat because, you know, of course, doing research and trying to make sure that I stay up to date with giving y'all that info on Sparking Conversation like I do. But what he was he was a child sex predator hunter, right, where he would pose as children or young adults or whatever, and, you know, and grown-ups would solicit to try to meet up. He would be the person that would meet up with them, expose them, videotape them, and all that other thing. But come to find out, I guess he did it to one person too many, and he got shot and killed. And the reason why I wanted to mention this is because not so much to talk about it in a way where we talk about, you know, vigilante style justice and stuff like that, but you got to kind of really look at the way that the world is going and understanding that it come a point in time where people are just going to get tired of dealing with things that the way that they are when it comes down to, you know, just seeing how people are affected every day by those who want to prey on others. And I just want to give a shout out to him, condolences to his family and all these other things, because we knew that he meant good by what he was doing. I guess you just got to be really prepared for that, because some people are really not willing to just stand there and get caught for doing stuff like that because they know it's wrong. So double shout out to him, and, you know, rest in peace to him and his family. But I only say that to say, you know, all of us, it's our duty as adults and to make sure that we protect the children at all times, right? And do our best to try to monitor and govern what they do, not so much as control, but just being in the know, right? Parents, we got to keep up with everything. We got to keep up with the slang. We got to keep up with whatever drugs popping. We got to keep up with the dances, whatever music they listening to find out what they got going on out here. Because I promise you, you don't want to be one of them ones that look up saying that you thought your child was one way, but really they'd be influenced by something totally different when they're away from you, right? So let's pay attention out here. All right, so another thing that's been going on, y'all already know they're burning down Teslas, they're doing all that, anything else that's going on, we get that. The one thing that I do want to say, though, is about all that is that, you know, you guys, you know, emotions, like being controlled by your emotions is going to always keep us set back. I don't know why we feel like anything different than that. Our emotions, as long as people know how to control us by our emotions, they're always going to keep us in the place where they want us. And I'm shocked. You know, a lot of the comments that I've been getting on the platform, especially on TikTok, are the videos that I've been putting up based on certain perspectives I've been saying. It's been a lot of people who've been in the space wanting to comment, but they comment from such a negative place. Like, they automatically feel like, you know, the first thing they start off with is calling out your name and all these other things based on your opinion. Like,
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
First of all, I appreciate you guys leaving comments because it helps the algorithm, but I don't care about your comment. Like, it don't do nothing for me, y'all, like, at all. Like, I'm sorry. I don't even engage with y'all because it's corny. Because check this out. Anything that I've said about anything that go on, that's going on in the world, it's always going to be fact-checked. You guys can always go do the research. The name of this platform is called Sparking Conversation. It's to spark a conversation. It's not for me to be a all-know-it or a know-it-all or Obi-Wan. I'm saying that we know, I know in our community, it's things that we don't pay attention to because we think that it don't affect us when it really does. We don't have to get into politics. I keep telling y'all that. That's cool. You could be a person that don't like politics. You cannot like, I don't care. Like, that ain't my business is not your business what you like or don't like. But it doesn't mean that it's not affecting you, whether you like it or not. It's affecting everything you got going on. We got people out here mad because they talking about taking income tax away. Like, y'all really mad that you do you want to continue to pay income tax? Like, are you crazy? Like, if they could come up with a way to make sure that they could fund what they need to fund and run the country without taking from us, and y'all don't want that, so y'all arguing about that, that's crazy to me. But that's okay. Your comments is not going to change the way that I feel, you know? That's the part about standing up for yours and standing on what you believe in. Because, like, look, let's be honest, you know, you could find a thousand things to be mad about, but can you find the same amount of things to be happy about? Because, you know, commenting on my page ain't going to help you. I'm going to be honest with you because I don't really care what you say. You know what I mean? My point is only about the people and people who think like me, people who want real freedom, people who understand that it's a cost to do that, but that cost mainly is paying attention, information, you know what I'm saying? Not being moved by emotions, not be jumping out here because of a bunch of us. They got us looking crazy out here, y'all, and it's not always a black thing. Like, just because we share skin color don't mean that people share our interests. Like, that's corny. All skin folk and chicken folk, we know that. But anyway, we're not going to get too much into all of that, right? We're going to change the channel because I have a guest on tonight, and we got to get into some things because entrepreneurship, and whether you want to believe it or not, having a business, having a vision, having a goal, having a purpose, and being okay with going and really believing in that thing to the point where whatever you do in life, you make sure that you line up with that purpose and you put in the effort to make it shape. You don't just let everything else around you tell you what you can and cannot do. And my guess I'm getting ready to bring up, right? I'm going to be honest with you. Like I told you all in the intro, the cakes and stuff that she make, it don't even look like you're supposed to eat them. at all. Like I said, they look like pictures. They look like they're supposed to be on a wall. They look like they're supposed to be in a museum or something. And I know that artistically what it takes for you to be that much of a visionary, that you could take what's in your head and actually use your hands to create it. If that's not a gift, if that's not a superpower, I don't know what is. You know, I know a lot of us want to fly and walk through walls in order for us to realize that we got a superpower or not, but that ain't it. You know, it's a lot of things that we all are able to do that results into being a superpower. We just don't look at it that way. So let's do this. Let's bring my guest on up so we can chop it up real quick. Let's see what's going on. Cherie, what's up? Uh-oh, I think you muted.
Let me. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you now.
Yeah, okay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. We are finally here.
Yeah, I know. It's been a long time coming, and I know you've been nervous all the way up. Don't know how this is going to go, but we're going to make it through. I promise you.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is, before we get started, I just want you to do me a favor. Just introduce yourself to the audience, and then let's let them know why you're on the platform this evening.
My name is Cherise Campbell, and I am the owner of Sweet Sage. And Sweet Sage is a company that does baking and catering and all things in between. And I am in the DMV area. But, you know, my cakes travel. So I've sent cakes down to North Carolina. I've done cakes in Philly. So, yeah, it's good.
That's amazing, because, like I said, it's a lot of people who have like certain type of gifts and talents, right? But they don't always necessarily feel like it's something that they want to pursue, right? Because, I mean, you know, a lot of things take time, and it takes to be able to deal with the public. So what got you into baking in the first place? Well, because you don't just bake, right? So you're a caterer, so you make all kind of things. So what got you into the culinary arts, should I say?
I would say my grandparents, my grandmothers, they lived in North Carolina. So, right. You know, when the summer came, that's where you went. But I've always enjoyed just sitting in the kitchen, watching them. Pretty much everyone in my family cooks. So, you know, I think it's been ingrained. I mean, when I graduated, I had my fallback career was going to be in cosmetology, and then I started feeling like all of my family was coming over on the weekend to get their hair done. But after I graduated, I went to culinary art school and kind of stuck with it. I was already working with Marriott during high school, so it kind of created a easy platform and guide me along the way from the front of the house to the back of the house, and ultimately I ended up staying in the back of the house.
Gotcha. Okay, because I was gonna say, so for those people who don't even know their way around the kitchen, you know what I'm saying, like, what is the back of the house? But, you know, I think, you know, when it comes down to that, I think that's cool, because it's just like things like people do, like with their hands, right? Being good with your hands. Most people who discover that they're good with their hands, very seldom do they go get the extra education on it, right? Because some people are just be good at something and they'll go with that. You know, it's a lot of people. I'm not saying it's a wrong or right way, but I understand the difference in between like expanding your horizon, right? Because you grow up learning how to cook a certain type of thing based on, you know, how your family eat. But learning how to cook everything and anything and come up with different things, to me, I think that's interesting, you know? Because you go think about it, like, you know how they say people don't season? You know how they say that about certain skin folk? They be like, yo, they don't season. But then they be the ones that be in the back of the house when you go to certain restaurants, right? And you love the restaurant, but, you know, you have this misconception that people, because of how they look, they can or cannot cook. Why? I know baking is a little different. So how did you transition, or did you just incorporate it all?
So Let me see. Can I give it a long version, short version? It was just like, it was a particular, so it was in 2018. I want to say it was 2018. And it was just a year that I kind of felt like where I wasn't where I wanted to be in life. As a woman, like I already had a career, but I just felt like I kind of was like in this little depression mode, of feeling like I wasn't where I wanted to be in life. Like, okay, and my kids, I'm just going to work and I'm coming home and that's pretty much it. Although I love my job and my day job is at a church where I'm the food service director. So I'm very thankful for that. But and God will always put you in a place where you need to be, right, for encouragement. So I had a coworker who was just like, hey, there's going to be a race or something at Howard University and they're looking for, why don't you just sign up?
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
So I did that, and I had just started my business. So I always try to pick a date that is important to me that has significance. So I chose my son's birthday. First, it was my birthday, which was January 11th. And, you know, that passed by. I didn't make it. So I was like, okay, the next important date would be my son's birthday. So I was just like up on the computer, you know, in February 17th, like I got to meet this deadline. So I did it, but ultimately I ended up going. It was a super hot day and I literally sold product to like three people, but one customer, and I'm terrible with checking emails. I'm going to just say that. I ended up checking my email and she was like, your cake was so delicious. And she had brought a slice of strawberry crunch and probably pound cake. And she said, oh, and by the way, my cousin is doing DC Cupcake Wars. And I think you should sign up to, you know, try it out. Right.
Right.
And so that was in June. And the competition was in July, and I went and I ended up winning. So it was just, wow. It was great. Yeah. So that's pretty much winning. And then, so that the competition was on a Sunday, and pretty much everything that could have gone wrong that Sunday did go wrong. Like for me, you know, they tell you that you have to be at the venue at a certain time. And it was a Sunday and my children were to sing at church and they're like, oh, we need you to drop us off. And I'm like, I didn't plan on that. So I ended up getting there late. I did tell a lie, a little white lie. I told the lady, look, I had a flat tire. And she was like, it's cool, just come on. So when I got there, you know, other people were late as well. Got there, set everything up, and ended up winning. But it was an amazing gift. But the thing about winning was meant that you needed to be ready to go on the news the next day, which was a Monday morning, and you had to take some product with you. So you know that right there, being on the news definitely helped catapult me. More followers and more customers and things of that nature. Right. You know, I will say that I have been truly blessed and surrounded right. by, you know, people that love me, people that trust in my product, people that refer me to their friends. So yeah, I'm happy that I've got to be part of a lot of important celebrations for people, yeah. Other people in their lives. Yeah,
that's amazing, because nothing solidifies, you know, whether you're on the right path or not, is to be in something that you have no expectation from and it winds up working out in your favor. And then, mm-hmm. you know, I recognize that too. Like, a lot of times whenever you're on the right path, a lot of people expect everything to be smooth, but that's not necessarily the case. When you're on the right path, sometimes you got to fight through it to make sure that you really want it, mm-hmm. right? So to have that go on through that day and for you to win it, which is crazy, because when I think about like a cupcake war, I don't know, you didn't mention this though, but how many other people was in there competing?
I think there was probably about 30 other contestants.
See, that's 30 other people. Well, 20, not, well, 30 other, right? You 31. So 30 other people who cakes ain't that good. No, I'm just playing. But no, but seriously, like, it's 30 other people who came that day for the same thing. And you wound up being mm-hmm. a person that won it. So that says a lot about your product. You know what I'm saying? Especially about the taste. And I'm sure the presentation I already know is probably crazy, because the stuff I seen on your Instagram, like I told people, you don't even look like you're supposed to eat that. You're supposed to just take pictures, keep moving. But I think that's great, because most people, sometimes our purpose is not exactly what we think it would be, right? Mm-hmm. Like, some people may not know, like even for you, like cooking, that's like you bringing joy to people. You helping people through a memory. Right, where there's people who are going to remember these days or these dates or these events, and you are a part of it, you know, regardless if you were connected to them, you know, by, you know, blood or not. Just the fact mm-hmm. that you had your product there, and I think that's amazing, because everybody has some type of gift, mm-hmm. but whether they recognize what they're good at as a gift or not, that's the hard thing. You know, because yeah. you know, most people want, you know, money. Money is the proof of the reward, I guess, for what you're doing. I mean, people look at it that way.
Maybe. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily. I will say creating and doing things for other people, particularly within the last few years, it gives me a different type of comfort and joy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's
because
it,
look,
right?
Yeah. Because when I tell you, I have some last minute customers, like, you know, people that have supported me from day one, and they might call tonight and be like, "Hey," they, and you know, some of them, they don't call me Cherise, they just call me Sweet Sage, and they'll be like, "Hey, Sweet Sage, like, can I get a cake for Saturday?" And I'm like, but you know what? I might push through. But I am learning boundaries. So.
Right. Having to say no too, right? Like sometimes, right. Like, yo, nah, y'all gotta start hitting me 2 weeks in advance. Stop playing with me. I got other stuff to do. Right. But that's the thing, when you're in demand, right? It becomes a thing where some people get burnt out, right? Because at that point, it, mm-hmm. it's no longer about the love. It's people in demand now. So now it makes it more like a job, right? Like, okay, now I really got to do this. And you want to do the best job possible for people, because mm-hmm. you want them to continue to keep coming back. So, you know, I can see how that can take a toll on people. But you seem to have gotten it down. So how are you with your boundaries? Like, now, are you more of a, you know, do people kind of get a little upset with you, or what's going on? Or do they understand now that you have to say no? Because, you know, business owners, they always expect us to say yeah, because they're paying.
Mm-hmm. It depends. I'm trying to learn balance. Let me just be honest, naps help me a lot during the day. I take naps, but because there's been plenty of nights where I'll stay up to 12 or 1 o'clock working on a cake, just to try to get it done. And then I have to turn around and I need to be up at 5 a.m. so I can get to my regular job. But a lot of times it depends on the occasion. If you just like, I just want to take cupcakes to work, I might say no. But if you're like, oh, it's for a birthday or, you know, something really until, I'll probably do it. But I'm really trying to, I'm not going to say scale down my workload. What I've realized is that I don't do much socializing, right? So I'm trying to be a little more social, because that's a key component to your overall health as well. So it just depends. It just depends.
Yeah, you got to focus on you too, right? Like, just because it's stuff that we do and we probably do it at a high level, it doesn't mean that's just who we are, right? Mm-hmm. So having those moments where you could take time to yourself, decompress, do the things that you like to do, and as well, be social, being around other people, getting other energy sometimes, because, you know, you pour out so much into other people when you are in service to people, right? You're constantly emptying your cup because it's a part of you, you know? And then at times, you know, like I said, it'll turn people off. They'll get burnt out because it's no longer fun if it starts to become more like a job. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed too that having boundaries will allow you to be in a position where things will not overwhelm you, because it's okay to say no. Right. It's okay. And it's okay to be okay with, you know, having to say to yourself, you know, I dedicate these hours to this. And then for this, this is what I'm going to do. Because we get to a place where, you know, when things start picking up, now we need help. Right. So now we got to hire people. So now we got to move things around. Right. Because eventually we all want to get to the point where we might could do well. I'm saying for you, because I'm not, you know, making cakes, but you know that you could be in a Walmart, right? Like your cake could be in there, like your cake could be in mass production, where, you know, what you do with your hands can solidify your time, so you're not juggling a 9-to-5 and your passion at the same time. Right? Because the ultimate goal is to be free. And I mean, I don't know, how do you feel about that? What do you think? Because some people, when I say certain things about that, I think a lot of people look at, you know, their job as a security blanket, because it's there. Because it comes a time where you could be really busy, a season, seasons for everything, right? You could be really busy here, and then next thing you know, you're not, you know, booking no cakes for a few months, you know what I mean? And then it's like, yo, what do I do? But, you know, have you ever thought about just jumping in full, you know, full-fledged and, you know, making a shake?
I have thought about it. I think my biggest issue, right, is me having to step away. You know, it's different when I'm there and I'm making the cake and I'm frosting the cake and I'm doing what I know I should be doing. Because the moment I step away, it doesn't matter how well you train someone. Somebody's always going to try to, they're going to try to do something their way. And I think that's where I have a problem. I have a problem with stepping away and just letting someone do it. That's the thing. That's the thing. And since we're on this conversation, I've also been blessed to do, you know, some things with DoorDash Mart Store, with their accelerator program. So that's one of the things that.
Yikes. She might have hit a button or something. Y'all don't go nowhere. She'll be right back. Until she comes, though, all of you guys that are watching, if this is your first time watching, and if you don't mind, if you're watching on YouTube, just subscribe to the channel for me. That'd be greatly appreciated. I do go live every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, I have amazing guests on, and we do a lot of different conversations, right? So thank y'all so much for joining us tonight with Sweet Sage. So hopefully she'll be back up in a second. Might have been something going on with a touch of a button over there. I think she's on her phone, but it's coming. It's coming. But yeah, please, y'all, subscribe to the channel. And, you know, yeah, we're going to keep it moving, right? I definitely appreciate all the comments, too, and all of that. Danny, what's going on? Yeah, definitely. I appreciate you checking in with me. That's dope, yo. A lot of you guys that are on tonight, I like to uh-oh, she's back. Here we go. Here we go.
I have no idea what happened. But so that was one of the things that a lot of people brought up during the program, which is like just stepping away. And I think for me, money is important, but the product itself is what's most important for me, just for it to always be the same.
Yeah, as far as like the quality, the taste, and all of that. Well, do you like, and here's the thing about that too, because I realize, you know, they say we be in our way, right? For the most part. We stand in our own way of what we want to do, right? Because sometimes we don't feel like we should take our hands off of certain things because we know exactly how we want it, how it's supposed to be done. And it's a reputation that's that goes along with it and a name and things like that. I've noticed too that it comes a point in life where, you know, it's just certain things that are just in you to do. And, you know, regardless of the way other people may view things and stuff like that, I don't know. It's just some things it just feels better when you're doing it yourself. You know, maybe you might help people just, you know, make the batter or something. I don't know. Maybe like use the little whisk things or whatever and stir the batter, you know what I mean? And you do anything else. Like, I don't know.
A big industrial mixer, yeah.
Yeah. Or have somebody, you know, like the little cups for the cupcakes. They just pour the batter in there. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But they could do something along the lines to help you out. But have you ever thought about just doing, you know, cooking full time though? Or have you done that before? Because that's the thing that I think it's the most interesting is about that whole analogy that they say about your parachute. Like, you don't know if your parachute really works unless you jump, right? That's the thing they say. So I battle with this myself. I'm not just asking you this question because, I mean, I'm just trying to fill out what the energy is, you know what I mean? But, like, have you ever thought about just full-fledged, just jumping off the diving board and just doing what you love and, you know, letting your 9-to-5 be just that and, you know?
I have. well, that was kind of the path that I was hoping to continue on a few years ago. And then, like, my whole life changed. So now I have to restructure my life. but yes, I've definitely, most definitely thought about it. And I don't know if the issue is just me making time. Because with a lot of things for me, it needs to be written down. Like, I have to write it down. I have to see the plan. I have to be able to work through the plan or know how I'm going to work through the plan. And sometimes with Sweet Sage, I think from day one, I kind of just jumped in, right? And I've slowly been learning throughout the course. And it's still definitely not perfect. But it's been more so of a learning thing. And probably if I just took the time, you know, even if it's a week or two, just to focus on Sweet Sage and what I truly want to be, I'm sure it could work because there's a lot of, I mean, I have a lot of customers and customers call for food items, and there's the customers that call for cake. So yeah, it could work, but like you said, I would need to hire some people. But yeah,
because I think that's the thing about you know, the way that we are able to, you know, have that work-life balance, so to speak, right? Because that's the most important thing that most people don't take into consideration when it comes to their mental health. You know, our mental health has affected us. We suffer through so much trauma, PTSD from different things that we go through. And it changes us, right? Like, life changes for a lot of people, and you have to keep going. And sometimes the things that happen to you be so, you know, so left field and so, you know, off the track that you balancing yourself and getting back in that space where you can even be free to express yourself, it's a struggle, right? But because some people look at their lives and they say, yo, forget what I was going to do for myself. You know, there's a thing out here that goes around that really makes people try to make them feel selfish, right? For believing in themselves, or make them feel selfish for having the choice, or saying to themselves like, yo, I want to do this for, you know, I want to do this. I want to do this for other people. Because people will look at your job that you have, your 9-to-5, and be like, you got that good job. It's doing this, that, and the third. Why would you want to go do this? What if people don't this? And what if people don't that? You know, that's why you can't tell big dreams to small-minded people. And you can't tell everybody what you got going on, right? Because, you know, you get that type of energy from people who don't believe in themselves, right? So I always ask people who have a vision or a purpose, what does that look like to them to really fully be living in that, right? Because it's been a lot of things that has been the forefront of people's lives, right? Children, family, you know, whatever else. But bills is the one that takes everybody's place, whether we like it or not. The bills, and it's time for the bills, they come first. They come first before everybody, so to speak. You know what I mean? And now that's the thing that keeps people in a certain type of mindset, right? Like, yo, no, I got to stay here because I got to make sure that these bills are paid. But not knowing that, yo, if I jump out the window, my bills will be paid. Sometimes about having faith. That's what I wanted to talk to you about, too. We got to talk about faith a little bit because, you know, it really does take a real type of faith to, like, you know, be able to believe in yourself, to know that even when you fall down, you got to pick yourself back up. Because sometimes the things that you fall from don't be your purpose or your dream. It be other things in your life that changes you, right? So how are you when it comes to faith? I think a lot of people would appreciate, you know, hearing you come from a place of how do you view faith in your life right now when it comes to everything that you're doing? Because you've been through a lot.
So I will say that I faith is number one. Like I do my morning devotion with a group at work every morning at 9 a.m. I truly believe that God prepares you for all things.
Right.
The good and the bad.
Right.
And I tell people, like, you know, during COVID, a lot of people lost, you know, loved ones. I lost some loved ones down in North Carolina. But it also gave me the opportunity to sit and study a little bit more and get closer to God. And I tell people, like, I think I would have literally lost my mind had I not believed and, you know, trusted in him to, you know, just take care of me and my sons and, you know, bring us through. So, yes, faith is, yes, very important for me.
I apologize. I didn't mean to make you get emotional. I just know that... It's a thing that, you know, for all of us, you know, having some type of connection spiritually, right? Because we already know that our flesh is going to be attacked every day with the things we got to go through, right? Every day. So having a spiritual connection to understanding that the things that we can control, that's what we do. And the things that we can't, we have to allow that to be. And, you know, give that over to the power that we trust each and every day. Because, look, I know it's a lot of people who don't believe in this and don't believe in that. Mm-hmm. And I always say that ain't my business, what people believe in, right? Because right. people don't believe in something doesn't mean it's not real. But the one thing that I know that is real is that no matter what, faith is the one thing that's going to take us through everything that we go through. Because some people, things that get a, that we deal with on the physical space, right, in the flesh, it's hard to deal with, right? Memories is one of them things that I know some people wish they could just control like a remote. You know, like turn a memory off or on or skip it or archive it. But some things that replay in our heads, it's hard sometimes, right? We got to literally force ourselves not to think those things. And sometimes those are the things that put people in a depressive state where they don't push forward, mm-hmm. right? And the only thing that they look forward to is bills. And that's why I can't, you know, stress it enough that whenever I talk to creatives and people who are in that space, that we always talk about mindset, right? Like we always talk about that particular thing, because I want people to know that's watching, that will watch the playbacks, that they're not the only ones going through something that they felt like they didn't, they never would have, they never knew that they would go through, right? No, it's just a lot. So what do you, like, even when it comes down to that, let's say this, because, you know, there's some picky people out here in the world, and you cook and stuff for people. And have you ever had clients and stuff where, you know, they wanted all these different revisions, and once they seen your joint, they thought of something else. It's like, could you do this now and all that? Have you dealt with that?
I have. And so I have one customer, and at first it used to bother me that she ordered the exact same thing every single time she did an event, but it's gotten to the point it doesn't even bother me anymore, because I've grown to learn that the menu actually works. And I'm gonna just tell you, it's the menu. The menu is, it's gonna be some salmon skewers, it's gonna be some chicken skewers, it's gonna be roasted potatoes, green beans, a gluten-free pasta, some shooters, and one vegan dessert. But when I tell you it works, because, you know, you have two options, good options. A lot of people don't eat red meat. Some people that don't eat salmon or seafood, they're going to eat the chicken or vice versa. Some people are going to grab both. But the menu works, because I used to go, and I've been doing the menu for her for at least 3 years. Wow. And I used to say to their contact person, like, hey, you don't think she wants to try this or that? And her reason is because it's, you know, she has a gluten allergy, right? So it makes sense. But I would just be like, it's just so boring. But you know what? It works. They pay me and I'm cool with it. I have it down to a science now. So I don't even argue, but the thing that I do now is when I get a request and it seems like it's going to be a whole bunch of back and forth, I just don't have the patience. Like if it's, can you do this? And can you send me a picture of something that you've done like this? And I'm just like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Right. Yeah. Nah, because that's a thing. No, that's a thing. You mm-hmm. being able to say no, because that's what I mean by, like, when it comes down to money, you know, if that's the motivation for most people, they'll just deal with the way customers come, because, you know, they want to get that money versus mm-hmm. having a certain level of, like, integrity, right? And saying, like, yo, mm-hmm. I'll do this and I'll do that. But if you want to see pictures, you could go on my Instagram, go on mm-hmm. my social media, help it count. You know what I mean? Don't have me send you no picture to your phone where don't go to my Instagram, like a picture, help the algorithm out. Like, do something where, you know, it, go do that if you want to see stuff. So, no, I get it, because people do that a lot with most things, right? They... Mm-hmm. They so into, well, I'm paying for it, so it got to be my way. And it's like, no, you go to Burger King then. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They the only yeah. ones who say that.
And then, you know, a lot of times, like, I'm always thinking ahead. And it's just like, the moment that you agree to do whatever it is and it's not exactly how they want it, then it's going to circle back. And it's like, well, I wasn't happy and I think that you should refund me some money or whatever the case, the case may be. So no, I'm just, we're not even going to go there.
Yeah,
we're
just not even gonna do it. Yeah, we're not gonna do the refund, people, because you know it's just certain things that I noticed that people will try to get over on you. Like, you know, they'll take little stuff like that and try to get over. But yeah, you having that balance of being able to say no and discernment whenever you can, you know, read the energy from the people that you, you know, that's trying to do business with you. No, that's another gift. We gotta have it. We got to allow discernment to help us out. I know in a lot of relationships, you know, they always say women got women's intuition and they feel like us as men, we don't have nothing. We need a GPS for everything. But we definitely, discernment is a thing that comes from no matter what the gender is. It's mm-hmm. if you're in tune to it, you know, it's not a, you know, a gender-based scenario, having discernment, because that's all it is. It's not that. It's more of a thing of, like I said, being connected to having some type of spiritual base, you know, and not being able, because religion too, I know it's a difference between spirituality and religion, right? Religion, mm-hmm. I have people following things. Spirituality, I have you finding out things. So that's the, for me, that's the difference to me. You know, religion, you know, people follow that, they stick to that, and they don't vary outside of that. You know, having a spiritual connection is you being able to see things from an outside perspective, where you can have a good balance between flesh and spirit. So that would be my thing. But yeah, being able to tell somebody no, man, stop playing. I live in that space. It'd be like, oh yeah, it's a way I do it now too. They'd be like, oh, you need that? Like, okay. Well, listen, I'm probably not going to be the person for you, but let's look up and let's try to find somebody that can help you, because I don't want it to seem like I'm too good to do certain things. It's just that it's certain things that it ain't for me. You know, even if it's for me, it ain't for me. And I've learned to have to do that. So that's good hearing that come from you, because you know, look, everybody don't have that. I mean, I'm be honest with you. I had a guy on my platform who he helped people. He's sort of like a counselor, but he does it more in a spiritual way, where he helps mm-hmm. people. And a lot of people, he found out that a lot of people were dealing with tumors and all kind of other type of physical things that were happening to them, all because they don't know how to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because people around them always expect from them, and they do exactly what people expect, and they never say no, but inside they feel, they hate that they're doing these things for people, and it affects your body, and then boom, next thing you know, he shows them that, they start telling people no, then their diseases start going away.
I can believe that. I really do, because people are so stressed, and stress really can elevate other diseases and things mm-hmm. within your body. So I'm a believer of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I say mental health, you know, even if you can't find somebody to talk to and things like that based on, you know, maybe judgment or, you know, however that is, I always try to encourage people to find some type of outlet, because you're right. Stress is something that people just deal with on the inside, right? You know, some people have a great way of hiding the fact that they're actually going through some things.
Yeah.
I wish it was a way, you know, that we did have access to, and I don't know how that would go, because a lot of people expect people that are in a personal relationship with to be that mm-hmm. for them. And sometimes that's not even good either, because, you know, you get in an argument and somebody use it against you. That's why you used to pee in the bed when you was 8, because you did, you know, stuff like that. So you can't tell anybody stuff that you, you know, some of your deepest things that you want to get off you sometimes. So I don't know. Uh-oh, you frozen? Yikes, I think you are. Yeah, I think she's frozen, y'all. It might be a little connection thing. Let's see. She probably picked back up in a second. So shout out to y'all that's watching, man. I see there's a bunch of y'all that's jumped on. You know, be feel free to jump in the comments, y'all. If y'all got anything y'all want to add to the conversation that we having, jump in the comments, man. Let me know what y'all thinking about the conversation so far. If y'all getting anything from the conversation, does it sound like, you know, it's a thing or not? Yo, let us know, man. You know, the comments are wide open. I see the people on Facebook and the people on YouTube, y'all. If y'all feeling like it, drop y'all some comments. Tell me where y'all at. I know Philly checked in not too long ago. Wherever y'all at in the world, you know what I'm saying? If y'all want to drop that in the comments and let me know where y'all at, that'd be great to know where y'all watching us from. I know she's out of the DMV area, so hopefully there's some DMV people in the building checking us out. You know, and if y'all are, you know, drop it in the comments, man. Let's see what's going on. She should be up in a second. I saw it jumping in a minute, so we'll give her a few minutes to get on back up here. But for the most part, if, for those of y'all that's watching, like, let's be real, you know, mental health is a thing, right? It's a real thing. And for some of us, you know, a lot of people don't have outlets to deal with the things that they go through emotionally. And they use other vices and things to try to, you know, escape it. Word. All right, Lord, we got Lord and VA in the building. What's up, VA? How y'all doing out there tonight, man? Word. I never even heard of that part of VA, so that's dope. Yeah, so I think for the most part, all of us have to find different ways for us to balance our work and our life and still be able to believe in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Sandra, how you doing? Yeah, so we want to, you know, find ways that we could really actually believe in yourself, right? And not allow the things that you've gone through to deter you from, you know, the fact that you do have a real purpose. Yeah, we got JP from Maryland in the building. Maryland, what's going on with y'all? And yeah, so I believe in that, y'all. I believe in the fact that we all have a duty to ourselves to take care of ourselves. And as much as so many people around us might depend on us for everything, we still have to take time out to help ourselves. What they say when you on the plane, yo, if the plane go down and the oxygen mask drop, make sure you put your vest on and all that first before you help somebody else, you know? And that's a real thing. You got to be willing to help yourself before you can help other people. So, you know, that's one of them things. So let me reach out and find out what's going on, y'all, because it may be more than that. Hold on, y'all. So I never answered the phone live on air, so this is so dope, y'all. Yeah, what's going on? Yep, that's me. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Oh, really? Yeah, I am. Yeah, all your people up here, they checking in too. They checking in from VA. We in Maryland. We everywhere, y'all. They trying to figure out where you are. It's the first time I'm in. Okay. Well, just try to refresh it and then or you know, something. I'm gonna talk to the people for a little while longer. Okay, no doubt. All right, y'all. So y'all got it. Y'all see it. I had never done that before in life. So we answered the phone live. So she said she's working on getting it together over there, and she should be back on in a second. So we got Georgia in the building. Okay. All right, Jamal. Double shout out to Georgia in the building, y'all. Definitely appreciate y'all on the check-in. So tell me, y'all, do y'all think that, like, what we doing? We understand that, you know, like, mental health is important, and as well as making sure that we take care of ourselves. If any of y'all agree, you know, put it in the comments. Let me know, because some people make us feel selfish. And that's why, you know, talking to Sharice tonight, too, is important, because whenever you're in the business of service and other people, sometimes people forget that you need to be service as well. I don't know if that sounded right. You know, it might not, but I think y'all know the point, what I mean by that, you know. Yeah, Lorton VA's in the building. What's up, y'all? VA in the building. And so, yeah, I think it's important. Y'all, you know, for the most part, I think a lot of people would agree that, you know, at some point we can't just, you know, allow our lives to be so engrossed with everybody else that we don't focus on ourselves at all, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to give it a few more minutes and see if she could jump back on. If not, it's all love. We will run back a part two and we will get her back on in that way. Uh-oh, there she go. Look at God, yeah. Right on time. Right on time. There you go. I bet. So look, we got some of your people that have checked in already. All right. So, you know, like I said, we have Marilyn in the building. We got Lorton VA. And I was saying to myself, look, I never even heard of Lorton VA. So that was dope. We got North Carolina in the building. We got Faye saying you have to take time for yourself. Yeah, definitely, Faye. You got to.
That's your mother? That's my mother.
Oh, wow. Hey, mom. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're right. You got to take time for yourself because, you know, if you don't, everybody will take advantage of you. And then what would you have left? It'd still be our fault, like, if we don't do that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so now that you're back, let's get into this thing about, you know, when people, so whenever you do catering, is there like a thing where you do either or when it comes down to desserts and main courses and dishes, or is it a thing where you package it together? Because that's a lot.
No, I normally send out a menu and I send them the entire menu, which is everything that I can do. And I normally let people pick what they want. So that's typically how it goes. You know, I did a family reunion last year. And the person had fried chicken, baked chicken, fried fish, ribs. I don't know if she had barbecue. She had greens. She had green beans. She had mac and cheese. She had candy. So, yeah, whatever. I'm not doing no package. Whatever you want, just pick it and we can work it out. Because there are some people that just call. Like I had a customer over the weekend. She just wanted a pan of mac and cheese and some candy yams. That's it. So
and just get up, right? Yeah. So that's what I'm talking about. You know, being flexible, being able mm-hmm. to, you know what I'm saying, be able to maneuver and just be like, yo, that's so, all right, I got you. Like, yo, or yeah. not forcing people to get stuff that they probably mm-hmm. don't want. Yo, that's cool. We got a couple more people that checked in. We got Javar. He said, what's up, Chef Sharice? We got Hey Sweet Sage from Val, DMV Divas. DMV Divas in the building. Sound like a motorcycle click, y'all. Look, DMV Divas.
Let me just tell you that I went out for my birthday with the DMV Divas, right? Because they, you know, those are like my day ones. And they've been, right. you know, trying to get me to go out forever. So I have to see you before, after. Have you been to my regular Instagram page? The outfit that's in with them in the red outfit. That's the night I went out with them, and the outfit looked totally different after that's I crazy. Finished with them. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, they're a ton of fun. And they're older than me, so I'm supposed to be able to hang, but I couldn't hang. I could not.
Hey, listen. Hey, you know what I'm saying? And with a name like the DMV Divas, you got to stay. You got to get up early in the morning to think you're going to outdo them. You know, that's a fact. Who else we got in the building? We got Donna in the building. She says mental health is incredibly important. Believe in yourself and don't wait for others to validate you. Very that's, good
yeah,
point.
That's my mother-in-law. Yeah.
Mother-in-law, listen, very good mm-hmm. point. Because, you know, speaking of validation, because they have people who, you know, social media has given people a false sense of validation, mm-hmm. right? They think because they get likes and comments and stuff like that, that that's going to turn into support for their business whenever they put things out there. Then when they find out it doesn't do that, then that automatically makes them give up as well, too. So, Yeah, looking for validation from other people outside of believing in yourself will hinder you. So that was great. That was great advice right there. We got, let's see, Javar, what up, Rob? What up, fam? How you, man? Thank you for checking in, bro. I really appreciate you, for real. And then we got Jamar, he down in GA by way of Philly and Alexandria, VA. What's up, Philly and VA? What? And then we got Colette. She's like, yo, love you, sweet Sage. Colette, DMV Divas in the Upper Marlboro, man. Okay, so the DMV Divas is checking in. Word. I'm telling y'all, you seem like y'all do mad lawn dances and y'all good too. Word. Javar said, what's up? Javar saying also saying, oh no, yeah, Jamar. He was saying, like, yo, we've got to deal with our own mental health for real. Being in the service industry, we quickly can get so consumed in others and forget ourselves. Big facts, fam. Right. And that goes for everything. Cause even your family, you know, like you could tell your family no a million times. The first time you tell them no, then they hate you for life. So yeah, you definitely got to be willing to just check for yourself sometimes, because people don't, you know, they don't care. Let's say Sandra is in the building. She says she's in NC. So definitely, while you was disappeared, I asked everybody to check in. Let me know where they was at right now watching us. You know what I'm saying? So that's dope. But yeah, so look. We before we get out of here, I want to make sure that people understand like how they can reach out to you, how they can check out your stuff and see what you're doing. Because I'm telling people, for all y'all that's watching, if y'all watching and y'all don't know her and y'all haven't been to Sweet Sage LLC on Instagram to actually check it out and see what's going on, I want y'all to go on over there and check it out. When I tell y'all, the presentation is official. It's not no, you know what I mean? Like, it ain't no Temu version of a catering. I promise you. It's not the wish.com version. She really be putting on. So I want y'all to go check her out. And if people really want to get in contact with you where they could, you know what I'm saying, get a hold of you, because you get things everywhere. I mean, we know you in the DMV area, but you'll get it to where they need it out if they need it. So how can people get in contact with you to figure out if they want to, you know, work with you?
So they can go on www.sweetsagecatering.com, or, you know, I get a lot of DMs on Instagram, but they got to hit that contact button because I'm not always checking those DMs. So there is a contact button on my Instagram business page. So, okay, which will take them to the website. Mm-hmm.
Great, great, great. So for all y'all that are watching, if you haven't seen any of her work, please go to Sweet Sage LLC on Instagram and check out everything that she has up there. And as well as, if you guys want to give her a shot and check out some of the things that she has going on, y'all know what to do. Make sure y'all click the contact button. That way, you know, y'all could get a hold of her and we could figure some things out. Because, you know, I'm going to be honest with y'all. You know, it's a lot of things that people say they do and they're not really that good at it. She's amazing at what she does, y'all. So.
Did you eat the cake at the birthday party?
I sure did. I was just getting ready to say that, because I actually had some of it. So I ain't even going. That's why I'm sitting up here saying, like, yo, word. Because, you know, Vernon and them was saying, like, yo, yeah, she made this, that, and the third. Oh, word? I bet. So I went and tasted it for sure. Like, yeah. And sometimes people cakes be so sweet. You know, like, they be really extra sweet, icing and all that other stuff. But yours is good. It was right there in the middle where it needed to be. So I ain't even going to lie. I that's why I'm supporting you. I want people to come check you out. I want people to come, you know, get busy. Because you made other things besides the cakes, too, right? No, you only did desserts.
I did our cake and our cupcakes. So the black cake and cupcakes, yep. Mm-hmm. Which I need to post.
Yeah, because visually, too, it was crazy. Yeah, you might need a little help.
Need a lot of help for free. I need some free help.
You need some interns, right?
Right. I need some interns. Somebody that's good on a computer and a website.
If they could get in and get down, you know, like I said, some people make it work for commission. You know, it's easy to pay people off of things that's selling versus coming out your pocket. So I don't know. hopefully somebody that's watching might think about that and be like, you know what? Yeah, let me figure out how I could help her. Because, you know, it's always better to bring money in than to take it from somebody if you can help them.
Yeah.
You know, you can make money. I say that to people a lot. Like, well, why let somebody pay you $100 when you can make $1,000, right? You know, but yeah, it was an amazing conversation. I'm so thankful that you took the time out to speak to me. You have so much going on in your life. Like, it's so much that we could have talked about. It would have took us 3 hours to be up here. But thank you, though, yo, because like I said, you know, I want to always be a platform that supports entrepreneurs and people who are in business and people who mm-hmm. believe in themselves to the point where, you know, they put the, where they really, you know, focus on it, put it out there, execute at a high level. You know, because Vernon and them was telling me all kind of stuff that you've done and things. So you got real supporters and cheerleaders in the background. They be breaking it down. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like I said, I'm appreciative of your time. Thank you so much for jumping on. And is there anything that you want to leave the audience with before we get out of here?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. The day is coming and it's over, and I can sleep like a baby tonight because I won't be anxious or nervous. But so I'm really funny. Just, you know, thankful for all of the support, you know, my day one customers, my customers that, you know, saw me on the news and they're like, let me order. And I, you know, Brenda, I go meet her. And she's like, Sweet Sage, how I pay you? And like, just take the cupcakes. I'm a link back up with you. And she just stood there looking at me. But I gotta stop that too. But
it's funny.
I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for all of my supporters that believe in me and that encourage me. What you don't know is that I normally have one or two people, you know, when I'm struggling with the cake design. That I might call and I'll say, hey, you know, let me hit you on FaceTime because I need you to look at this cake for me. What does it need? And they always come through. So, I'm just thankful for people that truly believe in me and want to see me. They want to see me do good because when I honestly tell you that it was difficult. After my husband's passing, just walking into a kitchen. Like, I remember when I walked back into work and it just felt like this null space. And, you know, my customers, they let me go about 3 months, you know, with all the encouragement. And then they're like, hey, like, when are you going to get back in the kitchen?
Yeah,
right. When are you going to get back in the kitchen? So, yeah, I'm thankful. And, I kind of eased back into it. But it truly gives me joy and happiness by projecting it to someone else during their time.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing because, like I said, you've gone through a lot, you know, especially with the passion of your husband and all the things that was surrounding that. And, you know, it's just a lot. And so the fact that you are motivated and you pushed through and you overcame and you were able to balance your mental out. And, you know, I'm sure you still have those days where things are tough, but you're able to still move on and keep going and everything that you have going on for your boys and still being able to service your customers at a high level to the point where they really be checking for you. That's amazing. Right. And I just want you to stay encouraged. And I want you to know that, you know, going through certain things that you don't expect and still making it out on the other end, that really goes to show how strong you are and how much of a hand that God has on your life. Because you said it earlier, God don't give you nothing that you can't handle. And so I wish everybody had that sentiment because certain things that people go through, they don't mm-hmm. handle it well. So, yeah, just thank you for being open, right? I mean, we didn't want to talk about too much of that other stuff because we know, you know, you're still dealing with things. But for the most part, I'm thankful that you were able
thank
to
you.
Come on and share everything. You know what I'm saying? It's a real inspiration. And I hope that whenever you are ready to talk about, you know, other things after they get to a certain place, you know, you'll come on the platform and we can get into those conversations. Cause I think, you know, your story will help a lot of people. For them to see this conversation that we're having now, to knowing exactly what you've gone through, and they'll be able to see that, you know, God really do operate in the miracle working business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah. So other than that, thank you so much. I appreciate you. We're going to talk a little bit off here, so don't go nowhere. To those of y'all that are watching and have watched tonight, thank y'all so much for joining us. Hopefully you all guys hit the subscribe button on YouTube, if you guys are on YouTube, so you can keep up with every time we go live. We go live every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And like I said, I have some of the world's most interesting people. And so I thank y'all so much for joining us. And also, I want to make sure that a special shout out to the DMV Divas, because somewhere along the line, y'all lit. I don't know. I ain't never met y'all. It's just something about it that lets me know that y'all lit. I just, the way y'all showed up in the comments, y'all lit. So I just wanted to give y'all that shout out. But to everybody else, y'all know the vibe, man. Y'all catch me each and every week right here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to have that for y'all. All right? And I always say this each and every week, and I want to say it this week. Don't forget, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. Right? So until next week, y'all. Peace.